And 2IQ is KD2AIT.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Are you doing the net tonight, or?
Well, today's what, Tuesday, right?
Roger.
I can do it, Jeff. I can do it. Hey, Adolfo, tomorrow night, could you pick up the net for me tomorrow night? I'm going to go to that Skyworm training.
Roger that.
Okay, I'll do the net. Hold on. Good evening. This is N2OIQ, Net Control for the Black Provide Service Net. My name here is Dan. The net is held each evening at 9 p.m. at Boomville Amateur Club, Club Repeater, 146.655 Miller. The repeater location is 2.5 miles southwest of Boomville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic is a priority at all times. It can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic out there at this time? The next Boomville Amateur Club meeting is Tuesday, April 21st at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Platt Northern Arts and Community Center, 106 Scar Street, Boomville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a NAT controller, please contact your club member and we can set that up. Should a NAT controller not start the NAT at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to connect the NAT yourself. You will find the NAT preamble on our website at www.boomvillearc.com. We'll check for any Echo Link station like to check in. Please call now.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James here. Good evening, Dan, and thank you to Jeff for the Echo Link usage. I'm out here in Oneonton.
Okay, good evening, Kevin James, KD2FPM, and how's all things out in Oneonta tonight? Go ahead.
Yeah, I had a pretty decent day down here. I actually gave my little remote control airplane its maiden voyage tonight. It's a Niner by a company called Park Zone, and it's a very ultra-light electric airplane, and had it in the air for probably about a good 10-15 minutes and was very impressed with it. So I got her back in and put back away for the evening, and I'm just checking my nets here. So 63 degrees was our high today.
Okay, very good, Kevin James. Thanks a lot for checking in this evening on Echo Link. And anything else you'd like to add to the net before we go on?
Having a meeting for your club coming up on Monday night. We're having one down here in Oneonta at Fox Care. 6:30 p.m. will be the swap. And 7 o'clock, the business meeting, and after the business meeting, we're going to have a discussion. The topic, I believe, is going to be tactical frequencies that are used for hams by our Vice President, Brian. I'll stand by in case anybody would like to chat a little bit later.
Okay, very good, Kevin James. Thanks a lot for checking in this thing. We'll talk to you later. We'll go on to any mobiles, any portables, or battery power stations wishing to check in. Please call now. I should see if there's any other Echo Link stations out there checking also at this time before I go on. Okay, we'll take all members and guests. Please call N2OIQ.
KD2AIT, good evening.
WA2U, good evening.
Okay, we picked up a couple there. KD2AIT, Jeff, and WA2U, John. Back to you, Jeff. Go ahead, Jeff, N2OIQ.
Good evening, this is KD2AIT. Pleasant day out today. Not quite as warm as yesterday, but I'm not complaining. Anything above freezing right now is perfect. And I guess it's supposed to be similar weather for the rest of the week, so that's good. Most of the snow here is gone, except for the, you know, still some leftover snowbanks here around the edge of the house and sides of the driveway, but not anything to, you know, really complain about. The woods are almost, the woods behind the house here have no snow in them, so that's a real good sign. And our wood stove shipped today. I got a new call that they sent it out, so it should be here either Thursday or Friday. I'll get the tracking information in the morning. And hopefully we can start working on that here this weekend. Anyway, that's about it. Let's turn it back to you, KD2AIT.
Okay, very good, Jeff, on everything there for sure. Yeah, our stall here is pretty much gone. It's just cut on the muddy side right now, but that would cry up as time goes on, too. But I know in the back hill here, way up on it where the sun don't hit as much, there's a little snow there yet. But for the most part, it's all gone, and it was a nice day out today, too, a very nice day. It was in a high 50s here today, and it was a really nice day. You could work outside, do something outside, not sweat too hard. So, okay, pretty good, Jeff. Thanks a lot for checking in this evening. We'll talk to you later. We'll go on to WA2U, John. Good evening. How are you doing this evening?
Well, left a little pause, as I like to do, WA2U. Well, good evening to everyone on frequency here, both with the RF and those through the Echo Link. I was just coming in as I was hearing the other chap talk about the Oneana group. Yeah, what a beautiful day. I don't know, I think my thermometer is saying something like 37 degrees. I don't say it must be. Maybe the RF has done something to it. But anyways, it's gorgeous out there today. Got around the wood pile and pulled up one of the tarps and secured that, and went over and looked at the logs, and now some of the logs are showing and stuff that I blocked up, a very large piece of the wood, but the only trouble is you got to roam through about 8 inches of snow. I don't know, we have still quite a bit of snow over there, so hopefully that'll go away before the new wood splitter arrives, so, but that's okay, I just have to call them, and when it's finished, they'll let me know, and they'll bring it up, so. And I was, congrats to Jeff there on the new wood stove. I remember when we were working on the one in the camp just about a month or so ago, got on the internet, and I was just curious, crimp side up of the pipe or crimp side down? It was such a toss. It was really interesting. There's no really defined way of doing that, so it's kind of interesting just on the stove pipe and the theory that goes behind that, and all the different types of pipe, double wall and triple wall and all that, but I went with crimp side up, so that's what I did. I don't have really a problem with creosote in the camp, so it burns hot enough, so people said, well, if you do it that way, stuff might run down, but go the other way, the smoke might come out, I don't know. Anyways, Dan, we'll turn it back to you. Hope everyone has a great day, and it's still beautiful out there. It's absolutely gorgeous out there today. We walked around and did some stuff. But a couple of cables that I have are still frozen in the ground, the extension cables that I had running out there. So it'll be a while. WA2U back tonight.
Okay, very good, John. You reposters this evening with everything there for sure. I know the faucets have got to be going on the ground because all the water between the house and the shop, for some reason, it all squeezes up. And we could leave it dripping, I guess. But Anyways, that's been froze for months. Anyways, but finally it broke loose today, so mostly the frost is going on the ground for sure. Because I think the water line's down quite a ways, but where it comes out of the ground goes up into the shop. I think that's where it catches, but anyways. But it just, it's not a major thing, but anyways. So very good, John. We'll talk to you later. Have a good evening. This is N2OIQ, not control, for the Black Revised Service Net. Looking for any further check-in. Any comments or any queries for the net? Please call now. Okay, that's that for this evening. I want to thank everybody that did check in this evening. So with that, this is N2OIQ, now closing the Black Revised Service Net, return and repeater to other amateurs. So I'm retrieving the green doll, N2OIQ clear. KD2AIT, N2OIQ.
KD2AIT.
So, Jeff, so where's your new wood stove? Where's that coming from?
I got it from a company out in New Hampshire called the Woodstock Soapstone Company. They make a hybrid stove there. You know, it's a catalyst and it also has a secondary burn. And I ordered it Friday. So it's got a soapstone liner and it's pretty heavy. It's about a little over 500 pounds. So we're going to get that up to camp, and it's supposed to have really long burn times, which was the whole point of getting it, because up there at camp, it, my current stove goes 2, maybe 3 hours. You got to fill it back up.
Oh yeah, that'll work out better for you, that's for sure. Yeah, it's nothing worse than you have to, you know, especially at night. I get up and sweep in to make sure the fire's going so you don't go out and you freeze your butt. Yeah, so that's good. That'd be good. So what, they're going to deliver it to your place and you got to get it from your place up there, or are they going to deliver it to the camp?
No, they're going to deliver over to a friend of mine's warehouse over here, and I'm going to go pick it up. They have to deliver it to a terminal. So it's general freight, so they just wheel it off on a pallet, and you got to come pick it up. So a buddy of mine has a warehouse, and we got to set up to have them ship it there, and then I'm going to go and get it into the back of the truck somehow. We'll figure that out when we get there, and then get up to camp, and I'm going to try to use some planks and just go right in from the back of the truck right through the front door. The back of my my tailgate's about the same height as the door is at the camp. It sits up so high off the ground, so we'll see if we can't just hand truck it right in through the door. Well, we'll figure it out as we go along.
Okay, very good. Yeah, so well, that'd be nice. Yeah, because I know out in the shop here we had a round oak stove where you had a. But wouldn't it quite often? Anyways, but we bought a new one this year for it, airtight stove, so you can load it up 10, 11 o'clock at night, and you got to worry about it at 6, 7 o'clock next morning, and a lot of hot ashes in there. But the other stove, if you did that for long, the fire would be out when you went out. So, anyways, so we keep heat out there all the time. The greenhouse, we got that going out there too now, so we got to keep heat out there for that. But it's kind of nice to keep the shop warm all the time, and you know, if you let it, put no heat in there, then the cold sets right in, and it takes forever to heat it back up. So anyway, but we went through a lot more wood this year than we ever went through out there, and even with that new stove. So anyways, it was a cold winter though. So. Okay, back to you, Jeff. Have a good evening. We'll talk to you later. And, if you pick up the net for me tomorrow, because I don't think I'm going to be back here in time to pick up at 9 o'clock. That Skywarn train goes from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. So, thank that customer and to write your prayer.
All right, Dad. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see this work. I've been watching, following them online, and a lot of people have the same stove. They've gotten it to burn 16, 18 hours, they said. We'll see, you know. These catalytic stoves, which are pretty much all of them, are going to have to be that here soon with the new EPA regulations out there. Supposedly you can burn any kind of wood in them, really. You can burn pine and everything else because the catalytic converter in there burns it all. So it burns all the smoke. There's no creosote. So they say. We're gonna test a lot of that out when we get it. And I'll just be happy if the thing burns a solid straight 8 hours. And I don't have to get out of bed during hunting season. That's my whole point of that, getting that done. So, and we got a lot of work to do up there. We got to get the new hearth built, and a lot of other things to do. And it's going to be a busy weekend, but it's also going to be nice to be up at camp. So we'll see what happens. All right, well, have a good meeting there tomorrow. Yeah, I'll definitely do the net, and we'll catch up with you later. It's KD2 AIT, clear.
KD2 AIT, WB2 RU2.
This is KD2 AIT. What's going on?
Nothing. I just caught you and Dan in the last part of the conversation, and just wanted to. Apparently, the net's over, so you guys are gabbing after the net. So nothing. It's 56, 57 degrees here, and not bad. It's a nice day, cloudy, but tomorrow's supposed to be bright sunshine.
Yeah, the net ended there, I don't know, 5 minutes ago. And, yeah, it's, I don't know what it is out here right now. When I was outside before, it felt like it was in the upper 40s, so just haven't looked at the thermometer. Yeah, I talked with Jeff there online briefly today, and, he looks like he might be coming up next week if the stove and everything arrives. He's going to give me a hand, you know, getting it all buttoned up and put in there, right? I'm going to build the hearth here in my spare time mostly, but I'll get all the pieces for it here this weekend and then get everything in there and get it measured out and ready to go. And then during the week, when I don't need heat, you know, I won't be staying over up there. I'll be able to take that old stove out, get the hearth in, and get it all set up and... you know, let all the masonry stuff dry up, so when he gets here, we can just slide that stove on there and hook it up.
Okay. Sounds like a good project. Great. Just an FYI, we're going to be heading down to Florida first week in May and be back the end of the third week in May, so we'll be out of pocket for a little bit, so that'll be kind of enjoyable. Looking forward to that trip.
Yeah, it'd be good to get down there before it gets too hot. You have to sit in the air conditioning all day. So, all right, yeah, that ought to be a fun trip, so have a good drive on that, and well, you should get up here one more time before you go, see Mom there and everything, and she's doing pretty good. I see her just about every day here. Head over there and cook her up some lunch, and then we shoot the breeze for a little while. Anyway, yeah, not much else going on. I'm getting ready to check out here for the night myself. Get some sleep. Got a lot of work to do tomorrow, and it's hard to sit in here right now and work when it's so nice outside.
Okay, yep, not a problem. I'm getting got a couple shows. I got DVR, I'm going to watch them, and then I'm calling it a night. So, and tomorrow looks like a busy day puttering around here, but I'm going to enjoy that sunshine. Okay, Jeff, KV2 AIT, this is WB2RU2. I'll be off on your phone.
All right, well, have fun there, and... yeah, I don't see you. Have a good trip.
All right, well, we'll let you go. KD2 AIT, I'll be clear.
Hey, John, and Drew Whitehill here.
I don't think we got any audio there on you, John.
Hey, is this any better? Dan, WB2RUQ. How's everything going by you?
Yeah, we're doing very good. We're doing very good. I just heard you telling Jeff that you're going to head for four for a couple weeks. And one of our old looking buddies there from years ago, Resident Higby, he's down there somewhere, but I can't remember which part of Florida he's in, but he lives down there all the time now. He moved down there, seemed like 2 or 3 years ago, but it could be even longer than that. But he's down there somewhere. And anyways, but you've been doing good though, John?
Yeah, doing okay, Dan. And, Lynn, I remember Lynn. God, he's out there. Yeah, we're going down to northeast corner of Florida, St. Augustine, below Jacksonville. So grandkids are down there and going to enjoy ourselves. And it's an easy trip down. And I like that part of Florida. Most of Florida I don't really care for. I used to go back and forth in business when I worked for the Dutch company, Phillips. But that part of Florida, it's a little more tempered. So, things are going well. Enjoying retirement, and now that we're warmer than you guys, and no snow here, and the grass is starting to grow, so I guess I better pull the old lawnmower out and get that ready to go. WB2RUQ.
Okay, yeah, John, yeah. Yeah, we got a little bit of snow here. The temperatures, are getting better each day. Yesterday was beautiful here. It was in the low 80s yesterday, but then today it was in the 60s here today, and I guess the rest of the week is supposed to be in the 60s. But tonight they're calling down for the low in the 30s. Tomorrow night, I think they're calling for below freezing tomorrow night down in the 20s, but anyways, you got to take with the good with the bad. As long as the daytime warms up, that's the main thing. Hey, okay, John, you have a good evening. Nice talking to you, and have a good trip there to Florida. This is N2OIQ. We'll be clear on your final.
All right, Dan. You take care of yourself. It's always good hearing you on there. Blast of the past, and hopefully one of these times when I'm up north, we'll have to run into each other. So yeah, I'll definitely. I don't know if I'll be able to broadcast from Florida or not. Their hotel where we normally stay doesn't have the fastest Wi-Fi in the world. But Dan, you take care of yourself and say hi to anybody you know that I know, and we'll see you. N2OIQ, WB2RUQ, and I'll be clear.
Well, we do come up again, John. Let Jeff know, and Jeff let me know when you're coming up, and we'll get together to have a cup of coffee or whatever. Have something. So that'll be good. I haven't seen you here in about a couple years. I don't know. Since your dad passed away, I've never seen you there. But okay, very good. And to like you, Claire.
This is K-H-A-T. 2000 Red for the United County. Traffic and emergency net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. Stations, come now, please.
Good evening, Jack, N5AOW.
KC2NBU.
OIQ. I remember that doing it tonight.
This is N2WBX. Good evening, Jack.
Okay, I got a reflector coming in on what we call a 655 in Rochester. So I know I had some check-ins. I have, the only one I actually could make out was N2WBX. Dennis, can you tell me who came in before that? Bob, hold on. They've got me covered up again. Okay, the other repeater has dropped. The other stations have came in.
KC2NBU. And I think I heard Dan in there too.
Okay, well, I got one more, KC2NBU, so now I've got NBU Ray and WBX Tennis, and I think there was still somebody else in there, and again, I got wiped out for Rochester. The other station, and I hate to ask you to do it, but please try again.
November 2, Oscar Yankee, Quebec, Jack. Dan.
Okay, I may have to send somebody else up. They're covering me up completely. Right now it's clear. I think there was one more station that came in there. It might have been Bob, I'm not sure. Or John. It could be anybody. Try again, please.
And 5AOW, good evening, Jack.
Yeah, N5AOW, I got you this time. I thought I was doing that before, but see, I can hear that a little bit, but they wiped me out so that I really am not sure if the call has come in. Okay, very good. Any other stations besides the three I have there? Bob, good, thanks for checking in. Any other stations?
N2OIQ.
Yeah, N2OIQ. Hello, Dan. Thank you for checking in. Appreciate it. Anyone else?
This is KD2HKB. Good evening, Jack.
Okay, very good. KD2HKB. Hello, Matt. On Echo Link. And thanks for coming in. Appreciate it. I missed you on Double O. I thought you would be coming in over there, but actually you had a good signal in here, too. Okay, very good. Any other stations?
Yeah, Jack, I just thought I'd try a different repeater and just see how EchoLink worked up here. So at least this way I can still participate, even if I'm not within RF range. But hopefully I'll be back tomorrow on the 1-7. KD2HKB.
Okay, Matt, so I acknowledge HKB. They completely wiped me out from Rochester again. So I think we finally have everybody. I appreciate that. Again, I have
WBX, NBU, AOW, OYQ, and HKB. And, yeah, it is clear at the moment. If there's anyone else, come in quick. It's about the size of it. Okay, very good. Thank you all for taking in tonight. And I appreciate your attempts to come in. And all I can say is I wish I could turn that other repeater off. But unfortunately, it won't happen, I guess. Okay, very good. 7-3 to all. Have a good evening, good day tomorrow. KA2 Zanzibar.